Yesterday we had him out like this, if you recall. Only reason we're doing it is for family's not good. Made him our clerk is yesterday. What our lofa is, if we do a gana, you're joking, what our lofa is about the girl. Is the girl ma'ake or the girl is ma'ake? Now, you remember that there's a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Nechemia, between Rabbi Yehuda, about before whether we hold that dvorim that are not done b'fnim, l'fnai b'fnim, whether they're ma'akiv or not. We had two ways of understanding the machlokas between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. One way was that certainly according to Rabbi Yehuda who holds, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda who holds that things that are done b'chutz are not ma'akiv, everybody agrees that hagrol is not ma'akiv. The Shaila was according to Rabbi Nechemia. So that Rabbi Yanai said, good, Rabbi Nechemia holds things are ma'akiv, hagrol is something that's ma'akiv. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, hagrol is not an aveda. And Rabbi Nechemia said, only avedas are ma'akiv. That was one way of learning. The other way of learning was the opposite. According to Rabbi Nechemia, who holds everything is ma'akev, Rabbi Yochanan also agrees it's ma'akev. Except that Rabbi Yochanan Tainas, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dvarim b'chutz are not ma'akev, this is a ma'akev. Whereas Rabbi Yanai says, no. Even Rabbi Yehuda has made it that this is ma'akev because two times the Torah calls the Sawyer. Asher Allah Allah Agarola Hashem. Why does it call it that two times? To tell you that Allah Allah Agarola Hashem is the definition of the Sawyer. Without that, you don't have a Sawyer B'chlah. That's where we were up to yesterday. So now, we want to try to bring riots for or against the Shitas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai. So we want to see whether it's possible to maintain that either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Nechemia is going to hold the ways that they hold. So let's continue. Toshma. Mitzvah la'agril u'lisvadas. There's a mitzvah to do the hagrola and to say the kriya and the soyer. Lo yigril v'lo yisvada. Kosher. Here it says it's kosher. Now that seems to be shver. According to Rabbi Yanai says lo yigril. It's no. Now maybe we'll answer the same answer that we gave yesterday, that the word yigril doesn't necessarily have to mean the act of hagrola. The word yigril means also the last part of hagrola, which is to take the goral, and to be meniachet on the soyer. Maybe that's what it's referring to. No. Maybe you'll say over here that lahagril means lahaniach. You can't. Why not? Because there's a continuation to this price. Ema seif. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo hi gril kosher, lo hisvada posa. We see that Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says, the Tanakama, you say that lo hi gril and lo hisvada, both of them are kosher. I disagree with you, and I say that only lo yigril is kosher, but the vidui is ma'akim. Now, let's assume for a moment that Rabbi Yanai tries to get out of this by telling us what he said yesterday, that lo yigril means lo himia. Then how do you understand Rabbi Shimon? Because then what Rabbi Shimon was saying was, ilema, lo himiach, if Rabbi Shimon was referring when he said the words lo yigril to lo himiach, and that's what he's saying is kosher. What would be the implication? That if he didn't do the hagrola itself, even Rabbi Shimon would hold that it would be possible. Michwal, Rabbi Shimon said the hagrola itself, not the hanokah, hagrola itself is ma'akev. And that's not true. Because batani mei sechot mei mei michaveru shalom the hagrola, did Rabbi Shimon? If one of the seirim dies after the hagrola, Rabbi Shimon holds you do not need to bring two new seirim and to make a new hagrola on them. You could simply bring whichever one died and add it to the one that's still alive. So obviously he does not hold that Hagrola is ma'akev. Therefore, when he said the words, he says, I disagree with you about Hagrola, he couldn't have meant, I disagree with you about Hanocha, but Lagabe Hagrola, we're all agreed that it's ma'akev. He himself says Hagrola is not ma'akev. So now Rabbi Yanai is really stuck. Because obviously when we use the word Hagrola over here, we meant literally Hagrola, not Hanocha. Yet it says over here that Hagrola is not ma'akev. It's obviously not going according to Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Shimon argues afterwards. So the Tanakhama, who's the Tanakhama according to Rabbi Yanai? Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Rabbi Yanai could still force in his interpretation that Lo Yigril means Lo Yimia. How? He'll say like this, maybe Rabbi Shimon wasn't sure what Lo Yigril meant. In other words, I know, says Rabbi Yanai, now, But I see all of the shitas. I understand that when they said Lohigrio, they obviously meant Lohimia. Because Lohigrio, the Tanakhama held, was Mahakim. Why did Rabbi Shimon say, I'm arguing with you about Vidui? Why didn't he say, I'm arguing with you about Himia? Because I hold even Hagrola itself is kosher, because he wasn't sure what the Tanakhama meant. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon lo yana my kamer rabon, v'ofi kamer lo. Look, whatever you mean, I disagree with you. I agrola, agrola mamish. If you meant, when you said that agrola is not ma'ake, you meant literally agrola, okay, that part I agree with you on. But I still disagree with you about vidui, because I hold that vidui is ma'ake. So then, poligna laiko b'chor. And then I'm only arguing with you on one thing, namely vidui. I agrola de kamrisa, I know hanoch, and if when you said the word agrola, you meant hanoch, then probably going to like the Batarzan, and I disagree with you on two things. First of all, I hold that Vido is definitely Ma'akit. Secondly, you say only Hanukkah is not Ma'akit. I hold that Rola itself is not Ma'akit. In which case, it could be that the Tanakhama meant, the way Rabbi Yannai claims, Hanukkah, when they said the word Agrola. But in Akinami, Agrola would be Ma'akit. In any event, we've now introduced the third time. In other words, we now know that there is Vada Eman Yomar, namely Rabbi Shimon, who zikr holds that the Agrola is not Ma'akit. So that what Rabbi Yochanan was saying to somebody who holds Agrola is not Ma'akit, the Shaila was whether we can support such a Shita within Rabbi Nechemi and Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Shaila. Not whether there is a man the Omra holds that Agrola is not Ma'akit. Now this doesn't help us to say that Rabbi Yochanan has a support over here, because Rabbi Yochanan was arguing about Rabbi Yehuda's Shita or about Rabbi Nechemi's Shita, depending on which you can already learn. But there certainly is a shita of Tanoim that says that the girl is not marked. Now, at this point, Rashi holds that we have to skip down to the last line that says Va'ozdu L'Tamayu. Because Rashi learns that the words Va'ozdu L'Tamayu is a continuation of this first piece, not of the next Tashma. Tosfos learns the Gemara in a way that makes the Ozdu L'Tamayu work the way that it's written in the Sugya. It's much more complicated than Rashi's Pshat, and it's not the normal way that you would expect the Gemara to write. So we'll just learn Rashi's Pshat. The Yosdu L'Tamayu, and now they are going L'Shitosam, that we just had the Machlokas about, between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakhama, about whether girl is Ma'akim. Yosdu L'Tamayu, the Tanya. When the Torah describes the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, so it says that the Sa'ir Asher Allah Allah Agora L'Hashem, now, what does it mean when it says it should stay there living? What do you mean it stay there living? It's enough to say, in other words, if all it meant to say is, don't send the Sar Mishtaleach away Lazazel until after the Matan Domim of the Sar Lashem, it could simply have said, Yomad Lifnei Hashem L'Chaper, while we're doing this. To say Yomad Chai means that it's Ma'akev if something happened to that Sar. So how long does it have to be alive when you say Yamot Chai? Ad Masai Yezakuk Lamot Chai. Until what point is the Amida of the Sawyer, its existence, Ma'akim? Ad Shas Matan Domei Shokhaveira Div Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says it should be Omid Chai until Lachaper. What's the Lachaper? The Dam. Not its Dam, the Dam of the other Sawyer. So in other words, what is Ma'akev the Sawyer Mishtaleach? Not the Vidui, but the dam of the Sayer Lashem. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer, and this is where we see Tzvushitasa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Yomot Chai, Lifnei Hashem, Lechaper its own Kapora, Achas, Vidui Tvorin, that is said on the Sayer Mishtaleach. Then, if the Sayer Mishtaleach drops dead before it gets Lazazel, no, that doesn't bother us. But certainly we have to have done the Vidui on the Sayer. So this is Mamish, the Machlokas that we saw a moment ago. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the Vidui is Ma'ake, and whereas according to the Tanakhama, it's not Ma'akeh. What's the argument about? In Adam learn Mechaper. Kiditanya. We had before also a question how to understand Mechaper, if you recall. The last part. Kiditanya. Lechaper bekaplos dvorim akos v'dav. V'cheinu omer v'chila mechaper es hakredesh. Ma'al ala bekaplos... I said dvorim, I meant dvorim. Ma'al ala bekaplos domim. Afkan bekapor is done. Did review. It's a review that the Shitaso holds. Whenever the Torah uses the words keeper in the Sugya of Yom Kippurim, it's referring to kapor as a dam. So when it says over here, Yomot Chai Lefnei Hashem Bekapor, it must mean kapor as a dam. Why? It doesn't have any dam. It means the dam of the other Sugya. So it should be Oymed Chai to be around at the time that there's Kaporis Gomim of the Sayer Lasha. And that's all that it's saying. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no. L'chaperla means the Kaporis Dvorim HaKosim B'Dabri. The Lashon of Kippur also refers to Vidui. In Memela, when it says L'chaper, it's more reasonable to say it should remain alive until it completes its own Kapora. What's its own Kapora? Vidui Dvorim. And then, after that, we don't care if something happens to it. Now, getting back to the other Tashma. Tashma. Par ma'ake v'sa'ir, v'sa'ir heim ma'ake v'sa'par. Before we learn what this means, just recall that there were three separate animals that we're dealing with over here on Yom Kippur. One was the par. The par was the Kohen Gadol's kapora, and the kapora for Bnei Aaron. So he said two viduyim on that. And then there was the Zohar HaMishkaleah, which we said the vidui for Kohen Yisrael and the Zohar HaMishkaleah. There was also the Zohar that was Nasa Bifnim. Now generally the Seder HaDvarim was that first the Kohen would say the vidui in the par, as we had in the Mishnah earlier. That was the first thing that he did. Then he does the Agrola. Then he goes back to the par and does the second vidui on the par, which is for base Aaron, right? And then he shefts the par and he brings the dam of the par inside. After bringing in the keteres, he brings in the kapamach, and then he brings the dam of the par inside. Now there were three separate tzinos dami. One was he brought the dam of the par inside mamish mitnayim alifnim. And he sprinkled the dam towards the kapiras that was on the aron. Then he did the same thing with the soyer. He brought the dam of the par outside to do, outside meaning in the hecha, to do the zrika on the poroches, and did the same thing with the soyer. Then he mixed the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, at least the way we pass it, and put from the two damim on the mizbach hazahav. So there were three matnos dam. So in other words, what we have here is the dam hapar, inside, all the way inside, the flame of flame. The shchit of the soyer la'ashev, and the bringing of its dam inside, being the flame of flame. Then the bringing of the dam of the par, on the lifnim, but not the flame of flame. Then the dam of the soyer lifnim, and then the mixing and the bringing together on the mizbeach. Now what this brisa seems to be saying is, that the par is ma'akid the soyer. In other words, if you did not bring the dam of the par before the way you're supposed to, then the dam of the soyer doesn't count. So before bringing the dam of the par inside, I bring the dam of the soyer like trim inside, it doesn't count. I have to go back, bring the dam of the par in, and then bring the dam of the soyer again. Because it was like, it was bought. But the soyer is not ma'akevus par, which doesn't seem to make very much sense. The soyer is not ma'akevus par, because how could the soyer be ma'akevus par? The par always comes first. What you do afterwards certainly can't retroactively be mocked with something you did before. So you don't have to worry about this at all. And it puts in one additional time, the matonesh bifnim. And this halacha of ikuv is referring to the matonesh bifnim, not the matonesh bachutz. Now let's analyze what that means and see what the implications are for our machlokas with Gabriel Goromis. Now, bishleim par ma'akiv is a soyer. That's obvious what that means. If you bring in the dam of the soyer before the dam of the par, it's nothing. But what does the next part mean? That a soyer in make makers a par. Mind me, what could that mean? If it means this is a possibility, because after all, there is a matana of the soyer that comes before the matana of the par. What is that? The matana of the soyer lifnai v'lifnim, which is supposed to come after the first matana of the par, comes before the matana of the par on the parochas, right? Which is then followed by the other matana of the soyer. So maybe that's what it means. That if I first brought the matana of the par in the echa, meaning on the parochas, before I did the matana of the soyer lifnai v'lifnim on the kaparas, and that's what it says when it says it's not ma'akev. That's what it means. It's ridiculous. Of course that's ma'akev. Because everybody agrees that where it says chuka, and it says chuka on all the dinim, all the matanis lifnim, that's ma'akev. So the matana of the sar bifnim, it says chuka about. In which case, that's ma'akev, anything that comes after. So that can't be what it's referring to. Because who could see Bim? See, even Rabbi Yehuda is invited that would be Ma'akev, since it wouldn't be going according to anybody. Elama must be referring to the Haktim Matanis, the Par Bifnim Mikame Agrola. Oh, that's a chab. When it says the Soyer, it means the Agrola on the Soyer. So, in other words, what is it saying? That if I brought in the Par before I did the Agrola on the Soyer, and that's out of order, that's not Ma'akev. Meaning that the Soyer, the Agrola on the Soyer, is not Ma'akev the Par. Aha! So what does that mean, if that's true? It means that the dinim of the agrola are not considered to be likuda. Because umi the sidra lo makev, if the seder of where to put the agrola is not makev, then ikud agrola nami lo makev. I mean, why should we say that one is makev and the other is makev? If I don't care where I put the agrola, it's the mashmos that the whole seder avodah on Yom Kippurim, when it comes to the agrola, is a makev. Because it's not an avodah, whatever chapter says, either according to Rabbi Chaim, according to Rabbi. But the point is, it's either because it's not a bechutz, because it's not considered to be an avodah, and it's not ma'akev. So therefore, we have a raya against Rabbi Yehuda. Because here it says beferish, and it would not be ma'akev. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what it has to mean. I can give you another explanation. It means like this, law. It means the akti matonis depart the mizbeach, mekame disoyer, matonis disoyer ve'ech. It's talking about that I went ahead and I sprinkled the dam on the Mizbach HaZohar before I did the matanais of the Soyer on the Porochet, which is in the Hechel, and that's not Lefnai v'Lefnim. In which case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the only time it says Chukah is on Avodas that are Lefnai v'Lefnim, so over here, neither of these Avodas are Lefnai v'Lefnim, and therefore it's Amakim. The same as Amakim. Because it's all in the Hechel. And Chukah doesn't apply to things in the Hechel. Maybe that's what it's referring to. There's only one minor problem with this. It's ridiculous. Because it said, Beferish, Bematanish, Bifnim. And so, that's Bedavka, what the Brides wanted you not to say. That you should know. Don't try to get out of it by telling me that it's referring to Bematanish in the Hechel. Oh, no. It's referring to Bematanish, Bifnim. So we're stuck. We have to say, therefore, it can't be referring to the Matana Shabifnim, that the Soyer Matana Shabifnim is because the Soyer must come after, not before. So we're stuck. The only thing it can be referring to is the Agrola. So we're stuck. What's Rabbi Yannai going to do? Answers Rabbi Yannai, I have a simple solution. Amani Rabbi Shimini. We just had a Tana that holds the Agrola is not Ma'akev. This is going like that Tana. I only said that it's Ma'akev. Either Rebbe Nechemiah or Rebbe Yehuda, but I never said it's Ma'akev. According to Rebbe Shimon, obviously Rebbe Shimon holds the Farish, it's not Ma'akev. So, Amani Rebbe Shimon, Idi Amar Agrola, Lo Me'akva. Ibai said, or, you know what, I can even say it's going according to Rebbe Yehuda. Ibai said, Mili Olam, Rebbe Yehuda, you took for granted that if the Seder, the placement of the Agrola vis-a-vis the Vedas of Sawyer is not Ma'akev, then the whole Matthias of the Agrola is not Ma'akev. No! Because all it said, what was my svar for saying that it's Ma'akev according to Rebbe Yehuda? The fact that the Torah said twice, Asher Allah, Allah, Vagorol. Good. Does that mean that the Seder, when Allah, Allah, Vagorol? No. The fact that Allah, Allah, Vagorol, that's Ma'akev. So I still stick with my Shita. Rebbe Yehuda holds the girl is Ma'akev. But there's nowhere in the Torah that it says where the girl has to be. Make the girl whatever you want, as long as there was a girl. So therefore, even though the Seder is not Ma'akev, that I see clearly from you have to admit that, but the Agrola itself will be a Ma'akev. And then everything will be fine. Now skipping to the next question. So far we have not been able to destroy not Rabbi Yochanan Shita and not Rabbi Yannai Shita. Toshma. How about this price? Sholu Talmida Bez Rabbi Akiva. Ola Bismoil Mao Shiachzor L'Yumin. Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim asked him, what would be the din if the shame came up in the left hand? And the Kohen Gadol is embarrassed. So he wants to stick it in his right hand. Amar Lahemso said, shh, I'll take Numa Koma Tzedukim Lindos. You're going to come up with halakas like that, God only knows what Tzedukim are going to say next. Let them hold everything is Ma'akev. Meaning, the truth is that it would be okay. Right? Except we don't want to publicize that because the Tzedukim will be Mabazi, the halakas, and so on. So don't give them a place. Now, time, I'll take Numa Koma Tzedukim Lindos. Allah, Vachi, Ma'arina, let. I have Amr Dagrola Ma'akva. Wait a second. If Rabbi Akiva is saying it would be okay to switch hands, According to you, Rav Yanai, the Hagrola is Ma'akev, right?
So what does that mean?
That means that the whole definition of what this is by the Hagrola. So then once, even the Kavate Tzvo, once it came up in your left hand, that means that the left-hand Sawyer is the one that's supposed to be Lashem. So Hashem really, how could you possibly put it in your right hand? It's ridiculous. Ella, you see from here that that role is not really Ma'akev. If you decide you want to be Kodea by your, on your own, that the other one should be the one, that's fine. So, but yeah, but that's okay too. Except we don't want to do it because it's Dukim Ulepet, right? So you see, Rabbi Anna is wrong. Here, Rabbi Akiva himself is saying that role is not Ma'akev. So if I don't hold a Rabbi, even if I don't know the Rabbi Shimon, that role is not Ma'akev. About Rava, no, he didn't understand what the Talmidim was asking. Okay, Ka'amre, the Talmidim was saying like this. Suppose Allah Agarov is small. And so then the coin has a chapis. You know what I'll do? I'll switch around the scenery quickly. And I'll put it in my right hand. And I'll raise my right hand. So it'll be the right Sawyer, because it was the left Sawyer, it's not on the right. So I'm not doing anything wrong if there's Black Rava, but no one will know.
And no one will know, they'll see him switching around the scenery. Listen,
he's very fast at the job. And on that, he said, there's nothing wrong with that, the Hagrola, it's still the same Sire, it's only just for show. But it's Mavazin, all that way. You can't do that.
We
wouldn't object to it.
But as far as the Avodah, we wouldn't object to it?
It could be. It's not really a bizui, maybe, but it's to people who look at, who don't have an appreciation of halacha, they'll look at it as, you know, a way of being okay to halacha. It's for people who don't know the Torah, always like that. Whenever they found their way around it, they don't understand the nafkamina. But a girl that was kosher, the girl was kaveh, or his family decided to do it, to them everything's the same. It's the same thing nowadays. We say the same for reform. You know, you'll do that. Like there's ways, for instance, to make kedushin that the Baal is ma'akev again, that the kedushin should be bought l'mokum, right? So we say the same thing. Don't give l'mokum for Reformed Jews to be right there, because once you do that, they'll be mavakel kitten completely. They don't understand yet. Halacha, they'll make it tonight. They don't know what it means. So this is a very important principle. You can't do things which people that are amaratzim are going to learn out the wrong principle from. Toshma, ilu ne'emar. Es asoyer asher Allah, but they didn't say the word asoyer asher Allah. And it said asoyer asher Allah. You know what that would have meant? So ayiti omer yanichenu Allah. I would have said that means you have to actually put the goral on the animal. Talmud loymar Allah. Therefore, it says asher Allah to teach me that kibun shalom shuv einot soyer. Once it came up, that's enough. You don't have to put it on. Now, what is this talk? What do you mean you don't have to put it on? Lama. Elaim a mitzvah means you don't have to put it on even a chatchila. That's ridiculous. Mechlada anach a mitzvah namilo. Everybody was made that there's a mitzvah. The other shaila was whether it's ma'akev. But certainly you take the girl and you put it on it. El alav must be saying la'akev. So it's saying, if it would have said, just instead of saying Allah, it would have said Asher Allah, I would have said that anach is ma'akev. Now that it says Asher Allah, now I know that Hagrola is Ma'akev. Over Hagrola is Ma'akev. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that Hagrola is not Ma'akev? Tishmamina Hagrola Ma'akva? Anochalo Ma'akev. Maybe the question over here was whether the Hagrola has to be, the girl has to be on it at the time that I do the Shvit. Asher Allah. In other words, you should come to the Sawyer Asher Allah Hagrola that has the girl on it at that minute, and checked it with the girl on it. And then it's coming and telling me, no, that you don't need even the mitzvah. So it wasn't talking about la'akev, it was talking about the mitzvah. And it's telling me, if it would have said, Agor Allah, Shal, love, then that would have meant that b'shash shvit that has to still be Allah. Kamash v'manah, Shal, Allah, kima Allah. That's fine. And mitzvah certainly is to be miniach, but not to be miniach, but don't shvit. So it wasn't referring to ikuva. Don't see that inside. Amar Rava, says Rava, I can explain it. Okay, come. Even Amar Asher Allah, Hayisi Omer Yenechenu Alavat Shashvita. I would have said it has to be there until the time that you do the Shvita itself. Tamid Lo Amar Asher Allah, Kivan Shalom, Shuv Einot Tzorev. To leave it there that long. So again, we don't have any clear raya. We haven't managed to sabotage either of the shittas. But now we're finally going to get them. Tashma. I'm going to blast with the open here. The asau katas. Hagoralo seokatas veinashinu seokatas. Let's try the asau katas. Only this goro defines it as a katas. There's no other way to define this sir as a katas. Shiyoch, I would have said velodin. It's a kavachomer. Umabu makam shaloi kidesh hagoro. Kidesh Hashem, manach, normal kachim require you to say this is X. This is an island. This is a shlomi. You can't go around playing gorillas, right, and pick up a girl, and that girl should make it a chatas or an island. There's no such thing. You have to say what it is. And so, in that case, we see normally that Kedushas Hashem, to say the name, is better than a girl. So, makam shekidesh a girl, in a place where the Torah allows a girl to be makadesh. So for sure, then you got a shim, you decide you don't want to make a girl, and you just say, Lashem Chatos, that should be enough. Tom and Lema, that's why the Torah has to tell us, the Asor Chatos, that only a girl is Asor Chatos, and Lashem Asor Chatos. Now, who said that? That's from the Sifri. Who said those words? Stam Sifri Money, Rav Yehuda. So this is Rav Yehuda himself. Now, the most we can get away with, according to Rav Yochanan, is to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who normally says that nothing is ma'akeh, the girl is certainly not ma'akeh. And here it's Rabbi Yehuda himself, because Stam Sifra Mani Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Sifri. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with this? Here, the last man Yomer that he can rely on, that should hold that the girl is not ma'akeh, holds that the girl is ma'akeh. And that only the girl makes the chatas. Alma agrola ma'akeh, according to everybody. Even Rabbi Yehuda, to Yufta the Mandyorma Agrola Lamakva to Yufta. That's the end of Rabbi Yochanan Shita. It's impossible to say that the Agrola is not Ma'akiv according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman. There is such a Shita, of course, with Shimon. But there's no Machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi Yana, as far as that concerned, Rabbi Yana is certainly right.
Maybe we should do that because they just saw we have a museum in his name or something like that because okay. We have a million.
I was awake.
You were awake all the time.
You got me excited. Two of us.